Great.
Another podcast.
I know you think I'm a psychopath, Democrat lurking in the dark. This sucks, I'm the Kmart soda jerk, so do trash. I kept the stash of coca candy straight from Japan, hologram, and she was never as near. Think you know what I need to get by?
Something for your mind.
Like, really breathy.
We're on NPR. This is Mitchell Zofka with my co-host, Teddy Bruno.
Hi. Hi. Nice to see you guys.
We should talk like that. Yeah. I guess we're going to start right here.
Why not?
What are we calling this thing? Just two dudes jerking off on a futon? Is that too long?
I haven't taken my penis out yet, so I think it's inaccurate.
Shut up. Don't lie. Be honest.
I don't even wear pants here. That's true.
Well, actually, here, I will start. We were supposed to be, I had, before we head out, which is, it's not dead, it's just, it comes in seasons, basically.
Like Netflix seasons, where like one episode, except one episode drops every year.
Yeah, basically, yeah. I'm like the, like Rick and Morty. You never know when the next season's coming out. But, I'm just also lazy as fuck, and it's really hard to get people to talk on a podcast all the time.
It's weird too, because like most of the time, like in your life and day, like you can't get people to shut the fuck up ever.
Yeah. And same with me. Like I could probably talk by myself all the time, but I already do that enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got, and there's always voices that are telling me to kill myself.
Yeah. Well,
this is the dark hour.
Oh, Mitch Zofka, everybody. is it Sunday already?
Yeah. Yeah. Game Day Tavern every Sunday.
8 o'clock is when doors happen, actually. Did you see the flyer this week? I actually wrote on it this year. If you look at the flyer.
Doors at 8?
I wrote where it says like the date, and then it normally says just like 8 p.m. I changed it to doors at symbol 8 p.m. And
nice.
I think everyone who's been there before is going to laugh so hard when they see that on the flyer, because they know I say 8 because...
What's the latest you think it's been like, it's been way past 9.
I started at 9:30 one time. It was a while ago.
When you were out of town that one time, and I think it was the second time we used the... Oh, boy.
I got it. We got it.
The second time we used the new PA... And the microphone wasn't picking up with the receiver. And I was like, God damn it. It was like 15 minutes before people were there. And I was like, this is how it's going to go down. I'm like, my first time I'm hosting. I'm like, this is unbelievable. And then thankfully, nobody showed up. You, the comics, for like another 45 minutes. And by then I was able to get it figured out. But for like almost 2 hours. So, you know, I get there early. We're both psychos. I was wigging. I was sweating. I was going up to Rachel, who is our lovely bartender, who you should tip every time you go there.
Absolutely. Not just the tip. You know, not that kind
Yeah,
of
you
thing,
don't have... Well, if you're going to do that kind of thing, make sure you give her more than the tip. Yeah. But
you're
monetarily speaking,
first.
Just, you know, tip her.
Right.
I was like going up there. I'm like, listen, we might have a fucking problem. I was like, I'm trying to find another microphone right now. And I was like, there's a drought. It's a microphone drought.
It's really hard to find.
I'm having
a
really hard time to get a microphone to Brook Park in the next 14 fucking minutes.
Like on a Sunday at 8 p.m., it's hard sometimes to like get a gallon of milk. Like,
yeah.
I mean,
let alone a dynamic microphone and an extra cord. But yeah, I was, got together because I'm a champion and persevere. So it was a fun night. I got hammered.
Yes, you were. Was that? No, I wasn't there for that one. That was the second one that I showed up. You were super drunk.
Yeah. I kept it together, though.
Yeah. You did a great job.
It was loose. It was loose.
Anyway, I'm going to take this moment right now to actually a little shout out here. So, again, Teddy Bruno here.
Big Ted.
Not very well known, but I am known for starting a really fun showcase slash open mic slash shit fest every Sunday in Brook Park, Ohio at the Game Day Tavern. Mitch here has, like, when I got married last month, he was grateful enough after not knowing me very long to take over the show for me so we didn't have to cancel it and we could keep our very hungry, lukewarm comedians at bay that just want stage time, you know? And he did a great job. And actually, it was fun. Like, I mentioned this to you before. Like, when it's like when you drop your kid off at your parents' house and then go on a vacation and you come back and the kid looks bigger. That's what happened to the show. When I started the show, it was this shit PA from, like, 1979, right? And very small speakers on the corner of a shitty stage, and I actually had this really like hipstery punk rock skater dude named Davio, DJ Davio.
You're paying what, $75?
No, in the very beginning, yeah. I didn't pay anything.
Okay,
and he was the DJ for the show, like kind of like Make 'Em Laugh Mondays.
Yeah,
ding for the grog shop.
Ding.
But yeah, so like he sat up front, ran the board, and spun vinyl in between each comic.
That's dope.
It was dope for all five people that came. And then he never came back after that.
Oh, I wonder why. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, he flaked out. But I kept that shitty-ass PA going until Mitch came through with the new one. And now people can actually hear our terrible jokes. It's great.
Hey, that PA, though, it did its job.
It did.
It served a purpose. It laid the foundation down, and then Pappy came over here and
Pappy
just
Mitch.
Laid down that big dick energy, and then just put a little steroids in the
nice,
the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
No, that was fun. I was glad. You know, I'm a attention whore, so
I mean,
I was gonna seek that opportunity. Obviously, no, it's good. Don't worry about that whole thing right there.
I mean, if you tell me one stand-up comedian who is not an attention whore, whether they want to admit it or not. They all are, right? Like, how do you get a comedian to come?
I don't know. Put
you
a finger in his ass.
You offer him stage time.
Da-da-ching. That's actually, that's how dumb of an asshole I am.
That is a double-sided sword, sir.
Yeah.
That's a sex joke and a truth.
It is. That was a good one.
Like, if you have a party and you want, like, a comedian to come, just tell him that he can talk to everybody interruption free for at least 5 minutes and he'll be there on time.
Oh yeah, as long as everyone's looking at me, count me in.
That's right.
Yeah, but I don't know. I think there's definitely I think there's some people that wouldn't call themselves attention whores. They're just I think there's people that are prefer to not actually speak in front of a bunch of people, but they just have a knack for it, you know, or maybe someone told them to do it, or maybe they're fucking demons in their head or forcing them up on stage and telling them to do it. But I don't know. I think a lot of people are uncomfortable with it.
Well, I think, okay, but that's like a really important point that you just made. I think, and I know I don't share this, or I don't not share this theory. I know a lot of actual famous comedians have said like things in this aspect, but comedians always feel uncomfortable. That's why we're comedians.
Yeah.
We always feel like you know,
I don't
they
know,
talk
like, do you think, I don't want to cut you up, but I don't know that I could even consider myself a comedian. Like,
okay.
You know, like I definitely would consider myself an open micer, because anyone that just goes up on stage, I guess, could call themselves that. But
so a comedian to me, and like people, like modern like societies and stuff really like twist like titles of things. Like a comedian, if you actually look at the word, a comedian is just somebody who like is telling jokes to people like at any point in time, whether you've never done it before and decided to do it today at work. You told like your whole lunch table a funny joke that you wrote, an original joke.
I mean, like, yeah, you're gonna get down to like the brass tacks of it, but I mean, as like, if I'm going to refer to myself as, you know what I mean? Like, someone could call you, like, oh, Mitch is such a comedian, like, because I'm a funny guy. But for me to refer to myself as a comic or a comedian, like, I don't even know that I feel comfortable to do that. Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know.
I do, actually. I think kind of like in a similar way, like I...
maybe it's because I fucking suck.
No, that's not it. You know, and the funny thing is, too, is like everybody who has ever done like consistent open mics or like even small shows, comedy shows, whatever, if you go and do that, but after like a while, if you're actually working at it and you get a couple small laughs, if you translate that into like an actual comedy club like energy, that's a whole room of like a decent laugh.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand that. But the thing is, if you are trying to do comedy clubs and you use open mics to practice, it'll make you a better comic because a half-ass laugh at an open mic is going to be a decent laugh.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I understand like that concept. I guess I just mean on like more of like social aspect, you know, as far as saying like, oh, I am a comedian, like, you know, like the person that puts comedian in their name on like Facebook or something like that, you know, like, and that's not me being like this fucking nonconformist, like, dude, so stupid, but I would feel uncomfortable saying that unless I was like confident enough to
absolutely,
yeah, or in like you getting paid and you doing, you know, like, you know, doing that kind of thing.
Absolutely.
But
I think I consider myself more an entertainer than like a comedian or like anything like that, because like, I mean, honestly, you know, like both of it, we're just obviously like very young in any type of entertainment like career, whether it's podcast, comedy, movies, whatever. And like in the past year, I was lucky enough to get to do all three of those things, even in the most minor aspect, whether it's a locally shot movie or like a local showcase in your city. Like, you had the idea of probably watching like some famous comedian or some actor and said, hey, I think I would really like to do that. And somehow or another, you worked hard enough to at least get into a local spot or like, even if it's local. So like, to me, like, I mean, you're entertaining people, whether you're getting paid to do it or not, you're doing it in a setting where people are coming to be entertained.
Right. I guess. Yeah. I mean, In the same aspect, it's like anyone that performs music in front of someone, are you going to not call them a guitar player?
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, so I guess
I don't justify.
That's just me being a psychopath and overanalyzing every single thing.
I don't justify like people by their
real
title.
Quick. I don't want to. I realize these batteries are
they're going to.
We got a bar left, and I never know when that's going to happen. So I'm going to take a quick pause, and then we're going to come back.
Pee break.
Yeah, we'll do a little pee break.
Circle jerk.
Continue the conversation, and then we'll be back.
I figured
I have the idea.
I have an idea, too.
Why comedy? Question mark. The name of the podcast. And